Hare Krishna, I have a question here on Varnashram from Sadhu Priya. And in essence, he's quoting a purport from Bhagavad Gita, wherein Srila Prabhupada says that the purpose of Varnashram is to bring people to the platform of devotional service. Therefore, one who has already come to the platform of devotional service doesn't have to engage in the ritualistic activities of Varnashram. So, of course, the natural question is, well, doesn't this mean that the devotees should not concern themselves very much with issues pertaining to Varnashram? And here the answer is better understood when we separate two things in Varnashram. One, the essential features of Varnashram, which is the essential features, the principal features of human conduct, and the other, which are the details which may change according to time, place, and circumstance, the ritualistic activities or the ritualistic practices of Varnashram. Now, in the Vedic system, which is the Varnashram system, social structure, there are so many different recommendations for different types of people. Worship of demigods, worship of Brahman, worship of Brahmavad as opposed to Mayavad, worship of the sun god, performing pious activities, digging wells, planting trees, giving in charity, and so on and so on, with the purpose of getting people to accept the authority of Vedic literature, to become gradually purified, and ultimately to be able to take advantage of the association of Vaishnavas and to themselves become Vaishnavas, in that way practice devotional service. So everything, be it the austerities, penances, vows, worship, everything, dharma swamistita pungsham visvakshena katashya, it's all meant to bring people to that level. So those are the ritualistic activities. However, there's more than just the ritual. There's also the codes of conduct for different varnas and different ashramas, which are actual principles of conduct of human society, that whatever state people are in the stage of spiritual evolution, should be followed. For instance, sannyasis in Vedic culture may have been Brahmavadis worshipping Brahman, and so they have so many rules and regulations in which that applies. Sannyas may have been following the rules of Chaturmasya and not moving anywhere for the period of Chaturmasya and everything that comes along with that, namely just eating Habishan and eating once a day, not shaving, and so on and so on. So these things are not necessary and are not compulsory for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. We saw that even Chaturmasya, these vows, Srila Prabhupada didn't follow these vows. Nonetheless, there is principles that apply to the sannyas order, and for instance, one of them is no intimate mixing with members of the opposite sex. That story is given in great, great detail in Chaitanya Charitamrita of the consequence for Chota Haridas of neglecting this rule of sannyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very strict and very particular with this. So here is one rule of Varnashram that comes across in a very unambiguous way to Gaudiya Vaishnavas and to Vaishnavas that all sannyasis have to follow. And of course, there are so many other activities, another sort of fixed vow that applies to Vaishnavas is to Grihasthas, when Srila Prabhupada made part of the marriage vow of not divorcing, no divorce. Unfortunately, that's not always followed very strictly, as sometimes sannyasis association with women, and both of them have their repercussions. And in other words, they become obstruction to one's advancement or to one's advancement in Krishna consciousness. So yes, the rituals need not be followed. The rituals that ultimately lead one to become a Vaishnava need not be followed. But the general principles of human life, the general principles of a proper social structure that are both necessary for conditioned souls to advance in Krishna consciousness and very important for Vaishnavas to set examples for others, they need to be followed. And of course, once again, this concept of being a conditioned soul. The conditioned means we're dependent upon material circumstances for spiritual advancement. And the most favorable condition for material advancement are the conditions of the mood of goodness. And Varnashram sets out what Prabhupada called brahminical standards, which are the standards and the mode of goodness that are favorable for advancement in Krishna consciousness. So yes, some of the things of Varnashram are no longer necessary for devotees, but the principles of Varnashram and the proper conduct which is outlined for Varnas and Ashramas are Hare Krishna.